Good morning, everybody. This is Jeff J. Brown, Chimes from Sinoland, with another interesting and informative China Tech news update. This one is about Alibaba using big data to fight counterfeits. Of course, you know, China, the West, you know, makes sure that China's reputation is dragged through the dirt, you know, about counterfeits. It is a problem, but it's also a problem everywhere else. I can't go down a street in Paris or New York without being offered counterfeit goods. And there's, if you ask the right people, there's, you know, apartment complexes where you can go buy fake baggage and blah, 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 blah. So it's not just it's not just a Chinese problem, but still the Chinese are trying to do something about it. What China, what Alibaba is doing is that Taobao is much, much bigger than Amazon. So they've got all this data coming in and they're using it with their high-speed computers, AI, algorithms, et cetera. And even though they started doing this in 2017, they have now been able to get the 96% of the counterfeit products removed off of Taobao, their big Alibaba's big platform. And the knockoffs, you know, especially the high-priced, you know, luxury goods is a huge problem. And get a load of this. They actually interpret speech because there's about 50,000 videos a day on Taobao of people trying to flog and sell stuff. And they are actually, they can interpret speech, detect trademarks, and recognize the written forms of multiple languages, where they can crack down on the products suspected of infringing on intellectual property rights during broadcasts by shop owners promoting their products. And the big data technology allows them to clock and scan nearly 2 billion goods on its platforms each day. And it's based on of course they have all with the big data and the AI, they've got all the known look and of the counterfeits, and so they can crunch all that in and compare it to what this guy's flogging and tag him and remove him. Alibaba said shop owners found selling counterfeit goods will face serious penalties, with those involved in severe violations having their accounts on its platforms revoked and barred from ever opening an online store again. Alibaba said it had tipped off police about cases involving the production and sale of suspected counterfeit goods with a worth of $1.73 billion. That's U.S. on its platforms with the assistance of technologies in the last 2 years. And there was almost $1 billion a year that they have pulled off the market. Legal experts have warned live broadcast platforms is also a risk for to sell counterfeit drugs. And I'm sure now Alibaba is going to be attacking that as well. This is Jeff J. Brown signing out. China Rising Radio, Sinoland. Bye-bye.